President Obama held a news conference today and almost right away was asked about the Occupy Wall Street protests in New York and across the country. He said he understood where frustration was coming from because, he said, bankers who acted irresponsibly before the financial crisis are now actively fighting a law to reform Wall Street, one he fought for.
I used up a lot of political capital, and I've got the dings and bruises to prove it, in order to make sure that we prevented a financial meltdown and that banks stayed afloat. And that was the right thing to do, because had we seen a financial collapse, then the damage to the American economy would have been even worse.
President Obama also said he supports the plan from Senate Democrats announced yesterday to pay for the jobs bill, not by raising taxes for people making around $200,000, but by putting a 5.6% surtax on annual income over $1 million. So is there a connection here between the Democrats' shift yesterday and President Obama's support of that shift today and the Occupy Wall Street protest? Joining us on the line, Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line. And Rick, first of all, to the shift, explain it a little more, that they're dropping this idea of raising taxes or closing loopholes for people making $200,000 and families making $250,000?
That's right. It's a bit of a shift upward, and it means you can dial up some of the populist anti-rich rhetoric a little bit more by making it targeted just to millionaires. So Senate Democrats had a different idea than the president, who wanted to raise taxes on all families of $250,000 plus. He's saying just millionaires, a special surtax on millionaires. He says he's fine with it, and that means that he's able to tie it a little bit to the anti-greed, anti-Wall Street protests that are out there, this feeling of fat cats getting a better deal. He puts Republicans now in the position of defending lower taxes for millionaires and billionaires.
Well, a couple things here. First of all, we're hearing from some legislators, lawmakers, who are hearing from their constituents, for instance, in Manhattan, saying, you know, $200,000 isn't a lot there. That's a sad statement. But, you know, these are people who didn't think that they were wealthy. But also, a recent ABC News Washington Post poll shows 75% of Americans surveyed, and that includes 57% of Republicans, support raising taxes on millionaires.
That's right, and it's something that typically polls well, and Republican pushback is usually targeted around, well, there's a lot of businesses that get caught up in this, and these are the job creators in the country, but it's a bit of an awkward argument for them to make, and I think actually making it just a tax on millionaires it makes it cleaner for Democrats, it makes it more compelling for them to be able to tell the story and go out and sell this, and as they look for a vote in the Senate at least next week.
Well, but we're wondering, did they get a little push from this Wall Street protest, which was demeaned at first because, you know, people said that it looked like a bunch of young people directionless, but it's gained traction. Union members, big march today. And it has caught the eye of conservatives. People like Sean Hannity and Ann Coulter have been belittling the Occupy Wall Street protesters as these messageless hippies. Let's listen.
Have you noticed just how incoherent this message is? I mean, I'm trying to understand.
Yes.
Why do you give up 3 weeks of your life, a nice warm shower, to hang out in the same location, and then when somebody asks you why you're here, I don't know, but it feels good. I don't get
yes.
it.
Well, there's that, conservatives belittling the Occupy Wall Street. But on his show last night, Jon Stewart had sound from Sean Hannity praising the Tea Party when those protests took on some of the same issues just a couple years ago. Let's listen.
You know, the average American taxpayer knows that at the end of the day, they're going to be on the hook for the trillions and trillions of dollars that we're using to bail out these companies, some of whom have been irresponsible, and they are expressing their frustration, which I think is quintessentially American.
Bravo, Sean Hannity. Breaking ranks with your conservative friends. Oh, that's a clip from 2009 about the Tea Party?
In other words, Jon Stewart set it up as if he were talking about the Occupy Wall Street activists. Rick Klein, this morning you tweeted, time for Democrats to embrace Occupy Wall Street. Do you think that has something to do with this shift?
I do, actually. I think there's a link you can draw to it. I think Democrats were wary of this at first. They didn't know exactly where it's directed at. And, of course, there's a Democrat in the White House. So to the extent that you're angry with the establishment, the lack of prosecutions among wrongdoers in Wall Street, you're angry at this administration. But I think they have come around to embrace it. And I think it came full circle with the president today saying that their anger is understandable. And this is not this is a force that I think you're seeing more and more Democrats, including leadership on Capitol Hill, including the President of the United States, realizing is something that you can maybe marshal to your benefit. If you can employ this kind of populist army out there angry at what they see as the excesses of big business, maybe you've got a liberal antidote to the Tea Party.
Well, and you see President Obama on the stump embracing the term Obamacare, which was used in a derogatory way. He says, yes, I care about access to health care. So they're embracing that. You've got Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer telling Bloomberg News, there's no question we've turned a page on a tough summer, headed in the right direction, and they seem to have this wind from the protests in their sails. But, quick question, might it backfire? There's some, we will have more discussion about this down the road on Here and Now, but when Tea Party protesters came out, the media was all over it. Of course, Fox News was, but others were as well, because it was almost presented as a man bites dog, you know, something you don't normally see. The young people, but also workers, union members, for some reason, Rick Klein, and again, we won't go into it now, but the mainstream media is less willing to cover it. And we have debates about it all the time across the board in media. Do you think it will continue to gain traction because of that? Or do you think it could also backfire because of how conservatives might position it?
It's a fascinating dynamic. You're exactly right. I think if Democrats go too far and the Democratic establishment goes too far in trying to organize this, then you can reach a tipping point where people start to tune it out. This it needs to be organic. And the Tea Party saw the same thing. Tea Party organizers were wary about inviting Republican Party officials, elected officials, to their events. They ended up coming around, but they wanted to make sure the movement took hold. If this movement is sort of hijacked by the traditional Democratic establishment, then I think it loses a lot of the potential to move other people and gain more traction and gain media attention. And I think that's exactly why they need to be wary, and not to mention the fact that it's unpredictable. Anytime you've got a lot of angry people.
Or if it's not covered by the media, there was a fascinating piece recently, Bill Keller of the New York Times writing about how he and other liberals were afraid of appearing liberal in the outset of the war in Iraq. So there seems to be some hesitation about covering it. But, you know, in the few seconds we have left, it's not a movement unless people know about it, and they don't know about it unless there's media.
That's right, and that's always the frustration of movement organizers. But this so far has been organic. It's spread over a couple of weeks, and it's going on as we speak.
Rick Klein, Senior Washington Editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast, Top Line. Thanks so much, as always, Rick.
Thank you.